And as I lower Bob, we're going to bring in Chris. Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic, is here today to discuss another movie with us. It's, what is it, The Commuter today?
The Commuter with Liam Neeson. And if you're a Liam Neeson fan, you know exactly which movie I'm talking about because you've probably seen the previews. This time around, he plays a character named Michael Woolrich. And basically, this guy is an insurance salesman. The movie starts, he loses his job, which, of course, is going to put him in some financial trouble. And he's on his daily commute home when this mysterious stranger offers him $100,000. And all he's got to do is identify a hidden passenger on the train. But he's got to do it before the train's last stop. So obviously, you know, he's going to take the assignment, and you're going to hear from the scene from the film when he's got the clock against him and he's in a deadly situation. It's going to make his job tough, especially when he's going to try to get information from some of the passengers.
What are you doing? Let go of me.
I'm trying to help.
Seriously, come on, do something.
Who is that?
What's your problem?
Mike, you got to let the lady go.
You don't get it, do you? She wants you dead. You witnessed a murder. You have something that she wants, something she's willing to kill for.
Okay, Mike, you got to let her go, Mike. Let the lady go. Mike.
Hand me the phone.
Mike, come on.
Mike, don't move. Stay in your seats. Right. Please, hand me the phone.
So he sounds a little crazy, is he? I'm not going to say. See the movie? He's going to be up against a lot of those things. Now, I'm sure Larry, or you're even going to tune in somebody. You know, Liam Neeson, I like his movies, right? But I know a lot of people. What are you still laughing about? You're laughing at Liam Neeson?
I'm not laughing at. Wait a minute. Is this Taken 12 or is this a new movie?
Okay, look, it's shades of Taken. Shades. We're talking about shades here, not deep shades. Light shades. Yeah, here's the thing, obviously. You know, we've seen shades of this story before. We've seen shades of Neeson in this type of role before. You know, I know people are going to lean, and I think we're hearing somebody right now complain about probably going to be forgettable film. They're going to, you know, you probably argue that it could be so much more. I get it. I always appreciate those opinions. I'm going to be honest. It's not a strong enough movie to reinvent anything here, and it's definitely not going to really stand out in the long line of films like this. But you got to realize there's one simple fact everyone overlooks. It's just meant to be a popcorn movie, right? We're not judging it for next year's Academy Awards. So I can't, personally me, I love Liam Neeson. I love the Taken films. Sure, they've gone down a bit. You can't turn your back on the fact that the movie's going to deliver what it promises. It's going to move at a great pace. It's going to deliver some great action. It's going to keep you guessing what's happening next. Who is the hidden passenger? That's another mystery. And, you know, if you just sit back and enjoy it, I think you're going to enjoy it. And, you know, I really did appreciate that they did this setup with this guy having a really bad day, facing difficult times. And, you know, you got a train moving on tight quarters. He's got a hard deadline. So they have all these little plot devices that really kind of work well in a movie like this. And I think if you're in line for it, you won't be disappointed. Of course,
Chris,
Larry, maybe you might rush out to see it.
Can I say what I think you're trying to say is that if you live in a vacuum and you don't have to take kids to school or karate or serve at church or a thousand things going on and you had a limited time, you should see this movie if all you do
is watch movies. I'm saying if you're looking for an action-packed escape with Liam Neeson taking control, I think you're going to have a great time. If you're looking to see the next Academy, you're looking to see Shape of Water, absolutely, probably not get involved.
So you're saying I shouldn't see Paddington 2 or The Post. I should see The Commuter.
I would say Post, can't say Paddington 2, and then The Commuter. Post over The Commuter, absolutely. When you get Spielberg, Hanks, and Meryl Streep in there, put that in there. But The Commuter, for what it is, was very enjoyable. That's what I'm trying to say. But I do realize it's not for everybody. But I did want to throw one thing in there on a side note, because I've been talking about it with you guys. Critics' Choice Awards were last night. Gary Oldman, Critics' Choice for Best Actor. And Coco, Best Animated Film. I've been pushing those movies all year. I'm hoping to go all the way to the Oscars. It was a great night, and I wanted to highlight those two winners.
After watching the Golden Globes, did you start the regional office for Oprah for President?
The regional office? I thought that was, didn't she just back out of that already?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know. Didn't you? You talking about Oprah?
Yeah.
I thought there was like concrete, substantial proof that she will not run for president. Is that true?
You know what? I don't think we've really heard the concrete proof yet. We've just heard maybes, a bunch of maybes.
Gail came forth and said something to somebody, and they said it on air, and there was sort of this weird moment on the morning show.
Well, she kind of said,
"You be quiet."
Well, why don't we stick with the awards right now? It was basically the first week of award seasons. What was your overall impressions with the Critics' Choice and the Golden Globes?
Well, obviously, I love the Critics' Choice. I'm a part of it. And I do appreciate one thing, and this is the exciting part about this year. A lot of people get turned down by the fact there's always like one film that everyone's talking about. that's going to be the front runner. So it kind of takes out the surprise of the awards. There were differences between the Globes and the Broadcast Film Critics Association, and that's the exciting part. That this year, it's going to be a mixed bag. I think you're going to see actors from different movies, actors and actors split. Best Picture is going to be split from Best Screenplay. I think they're going to spread the love a little bit more this year, unless something really dramatically happens moving forward to the Oscars. That's the exciting part for me.
No clear winner, huh?
I would have thought Shape of Water was a clear winner. Then they come along and give it to 3 billboards for the Golden Globes. The Critics' Choice Award Shape of Water the best film. Now we're going to see what the Producers Guild, the Directors Guild, SAG, all those are going to be great indicators to see if there's going to be a firmed up.
And in all those award shows, I bet they're not voting for Taken, Chris.
You know, there was a Best Action Film category last night, and the film did go to Wonder Woman, but yes, Taken was not on the list.
Okay.
The Commuter may not be on there next year, but Wonder Woman, you got to get behind that, right?
No.
Whoa! Gal Gadot actually won the See Her Award at last night, which is, anyway, I'm not going to try to sell you on Wonder Woman. You should see it. I think it's going to change you, man. Larry's going to change who you are.
Well, we're just going to have to see if Larry does see Wonder Woman. I saw it. I thought it was pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. Anyway,
the olive branch.
Yes, the olive branch here. Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much, Chris, for your time this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic, giving his critique, of course, of The Commuter.